For the first time in nearly 30 years, there's a new tax in Japan. It's a departure tax, 1,000 yen, about $9, already priced into tickets for airlines or cruise ships. By the way, that's a little cheaper than what the United States charges, which is about $18. The U.S. gets travelers coming and going, by the way. There's also an international arrival tax. Japan's new charge is a lot cheaper than in some other countries. The United Kingdom charges nearly $200 for some travelers. Australia's passenger movement charge is about $43. In the Philippines, it can be a little more than $13, 700 Philippine pesos, but you do have to pay in cash. Not everyone thinks the tax is a good idea. The International Air Transport Association, for one, says that it can hurt tourism growth. As for Japan, the government estimates the new tax will raise about $460 million a year, money that will have a very specific destination, the tourist infrastructure. That includes improved facial recognition systems to speed up the immigration process and other moves to, in the words of the Japanese government, create a more comfortable, stress-free tourist environment. All of which is, of course, ultimately aimed at boosting the number of tourists. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.